This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Rescue efforts were winding down in Turkey on Sunday with the hope of finding more survivors from the deadly earthquake that hit Turkey and Syria running out. Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll reports.
Applause and cheers for international rescue teams as Turkey ended most search and rescue operations on Sunday. Almost 2 weeks after a 7.8 magnitude earthquake devastated the country's southeast and neighboring Syria. Residents of hard-hit Hatay in southern Turkey watched as excavators worked to remove the rubble of destroyed buildings. As hopes of finding any more survivors faded, families prayed for the recovery of bodies to mourn.
Reuters correspondent Trevor Carroll. Turkey on Sunday said as the rescue efforts were ending, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced $100 million U.S. dollars in fresh humanitarian aid.
When you see the extent of the damage, the number of buildings, the number of apartments, the number of homes that have been destroyed, it's going to take a massive effort to rebuild.
The 7.8 magnitude tremor that struck southeastern Turkey and northern Syria on February 6th has killed more than 44,000 people, with the likelihood of finding survivors 2 weeks on extremely remote. Blinken also said U.S. intelligence suggests China is considering providing arms and ammunition to Russia. He says such an involvement in the Kremlin's war would be a serious problem. Blinken says he shared concerns with China's most senior policy official when they met Saturday in Munich during an international security conference. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to travel to Poland to meet with allies to assure them of their U.S. commitment in the region. As Russia's deadly invasion of Ukraine reaches the one-year mark, more from VOA's Diane Roberts.
The White House National Security Council spokesperson told reporters recently, quote, "We know the next weeks and months are going to be difficult and critical, especially for their armed forces." He added, "The United States is going to continue to stand by them." The White House says Mr. Biden will meet the Polish president and other regional leaders during the visit. He's also expected to deliver remarks ahead of the war's official anniversary on February 24th. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Burkina Faso announced on Sunday that operations by the French army in the jihadist-hit West African state were officially over after bilateral relations soured in recent months. Senior officials from Burkina Faso and French forces in the country held a flag-lowering ceremony to mark the occasion at the camp on the outskirts of the capital on Saturday, Burkina's army said in a statement. Last month, France confirmed it would withdraw its contingent of hundreds of troops stationed in Burkina Faso after the junta ruling the Sahel country demanded the force pull out within 4 weeks. Michigan State in the northern U.S. is set to return to classes Monday amid pressure from some in the community to further delay the return after a gunman killed 3 and wounded 5 a week ago. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
When you see the extent of the damage,
Michigan State University interim president Teresa Woodruff says going back to on-campus classes is the right decision.
We must replace the chaos of last Monday with the possibility for change in our world through compassion for all, collaboration, and educational continuity.
Student body president Joe Kovac says online options need to be available. Last Monday, a gunman opened fire on campus, then took his own life. Officials say there's no current threat, but there will be increased police on campus as they reopen. I'm Julie Walker.
American Brittany Griner, who was released from a Russian penal colony last December as part of a prisoner swap, has signed a one-year contract to play for the WNBA's Phoenix Mercury, ESPN reported on Saturday. According to the report, which cited a source, the 32-year-old free agent signed the deal on Saturday to return to the only WNBA team she has played for since they selected her with a first pick in the 2013 draft. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.